There are over 75 million monthly Tubi viewers. That's more people than there are influencers on the internet. Which means Tubi is more popular than sponsored posts for digestive enzymes and high coverage foundation. More popular than soft launching your boyfriend. More popular than making boomers explode with rage when you tell them how much you make on a single post. Tubi, it's more popular than influencers. See you in there.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, WWE Hall of Famer, the world's strongest man, a world champion in not one, not two, but three different sports, Mark Henry and I. Well, forget me. Mark Henry has some strong words about Doudrop. That's right, Doudrop, and what he feels her future needs to be in the WWE. Also, take a look at your watch, because it's Tony time. That's right, AEW owner and president Tony Khan joins us right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Do drop.
No.
Do.
Piper Niven. Why are we doing this? The match that she had with Bianca Belair on Monday was tremendous. I'm going to tell you, you know what I thought of when I watched the pace of that match?
What?
Me. That's how I work. It's my pace. And I was like, holy shit, this is old school wrestling. They had an old school wrestling match. And it wasn't just action. It was the drama. When Bianca tried to pick her up and then teeter and then went back down, bro, they had me. They had me. I was like, I was doing this. They had me. I was reacting at home. Credit to the agents that put that match, that helped with that match. Credit to those two women. I will not call her Doudrop. It's beneath her. It is absolutely beneath her. She's a person. A Doudrop is a thing. And I refuse to ever call her that. That match, like, why couldn't she start like that? The hell with all the stuff that she did prior to that. She should have had matches like that from the beginning. I don't care how she looks, and people could judge people for being plus size. Hell, I was plus size. I knew how to get over. So does she. She can use what she's working with as good as anybody that they've brought up in the last 5 years. And when I say that, yes. I mean, everybody that was champion, including Bianca Belair, Piper Niven, the match, that one match that she had, shows that she could be their equals. If she's revered and respected and put in a position to where she can work like that every night. Like, I'm a fan.
And Mark, I am too, and I praised this match on Tuesday here on Busted Open after what we saw on Monday Night Raw. By the way, another good Monday Night Raw. They're on a bit of a streak now with some of these shows on Monday nights. But, you know, Eva Marie's gone. So that whole storyline, whatever they were trying to do there, is done. You could easily have her come up, grab the microphone, and say, I'm not Doudrop anymore. My name, and you're going to remember my name, is Piper Niven. That's it. And then it washes away everything that went nowhere these last 3 to 4 months with Eva Marie and start fresh with Piper Niven. There you go.
That you know what that's like, Dave? That's like waking up in the morning and brushing your teeth. Getting just a fresh, minty breath feeling. Wash it away. It's that simple. I hope that somebody's listening. I know people are listening because I hear that people are listening. Tell your boss, please, for the sake of the business, it's not an ego thing. It's a business thing. You'll make more money with her. People will give a damn. I guarantee you, if you put up a poll, Gabby, Andre, please put up a poll. Would you respect Piper Niven more if she stayed on this trajectory and be called herself or called Doudrop?
Well, I mean.
And see what happens. I'm not lying. I'm not making this shit up. I know what I'm talking about. I'm Black Stradamus.
It's true.
If I say the shit, it's the law. And see, I have opinions that don't go over well all the time. Yeah, okay, I'm wrong sometimes. Maybe the Black Stradamus was a little much. But I'm just saying. This is a simple case. Brush your teeth. Take a bath, woosah, whatever you need to do, but get rid of that.
Wash the stink away. You could easily do it, Mark. And after that match with Bianca Belair, I know for myself, I'm looking at her in a completely different way. I don't think anybody liked the character that she was playing with Eva Marie. It went nowhere. Even before
she went nowhere.
It went nowhere. So just start fresh. Piper Niven. Have her have these. Listen, Mark, they need to build up more credible contenders for these championships, especially now with the brand split and, you know, Charlotte on one show and Becky on the other. They really need to build up other contenders that get you excited for these championships.
They do, Dave. And I'm going to tell you something. You cannot put Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch, in the ring with Piper Niven and not have them both be at Jeopardy. Now, we talk about this all the time. Well, it's very few women that can get in the ring with Charlotte Flair and they be peers. They be equals. Did you hear what I just said?
Yep, equals.
The best woman or women in the WWE, she will put their ass in jeopardy immediately because everything that you can do that you normally do to everybody else, you cannot do to her. And something, say you do a crossbody block on her. Charlotte did a crossbody.
Yep.
She could catch her. Turn her around, spine buster, bang!
Bam!
You could do a crossbody. And she might be able to go back. She might roll up, pick her up, drop an elbow or leg on her, bang. She can change the dynamic of how the women work because she's Piper. Niven, she's different. Can we use that? I know they're smart over there because a lot of people over there help teach me. I know they know. Now it's just a simple case of, all right, well, that shit didn't work. We were wrong. Let's pivot and let's change. And that's ego. And you know what can change your ego? Did you ever see Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, of course. Yes, many times.
Did you see the scene where Marcellus Wallace was talking to Bruce Willis' character? He was like, hey, your ass goes down in five. And if you feel a little sting, that's pride fucking with you. He said, don't matter. It'll be over with because you're going to get paid.
Kicking it in the Caribbean.
That's what it's about. It's about making money, creating a successful product that everybody's going to buy. Piper Niven is a successful product. Dewdrop is bullshit that was force-fed in the first place, and it was unsuccessful. It don't work. So, I mean, like, why? Why? Do I sound irrational?
No, you don't. What you sound like is a Hall of Famer who is a teacher and a mentor and has amazing ideas, and this is one of them, because I completely agree. Time to drop that, make it about the woman who is Piper Niven, and not only that, the great wrestler like the one we saw on Monday night against Bianca Belair.
Damn, she's good, man.
She's excellent.
What is up, everyone? It's Jeff Ratcliff, the host of the Rant Podcast. Join me weekdays for my unique brand of insight and analysis that will help you crush your fantasy football leagues and DFS contests. I'm also bringing you the sharpest betting angles, unique parlays, and need-to-know info that helps put units in your pocket. The Rant, the fantasy football podcast that's on every winning lineup. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts or listen on the SXM app, free for most subscribers.
AEW owner and president, the one and only. As a wrestling fan, you know it's hard. All the blood, the sweat, the tears, the chairs. It's a hard day out there. And do you know what tastes incredible after a hard day in the ring? A Mike's Hard Lemonade. You get all hot and bothered, and then you can cool off with an ice-cold hard lemonade. Since day one, Mike's Hard Lemonade has been making lemonade the hard way. They take three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked from family farms, and cold-press them to create a taste like no other. They choose to do things the hard way because they know hard days deserve a hard lemonade. That's why for 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. Find now in store. Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium malt beverage with flavors. Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois. The best part of spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. It's time to switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited-time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. Head to factormeals.com/busted50 and use code busted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code busted50 at factormeals.com/busted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Tony Khan. Tony, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Dave. Thanks for having me on.
Of course, and very excited about tonight's Rampage.
Me too. I'm very excited for Rampage tonight. I think it's one of the most exciting Friday night shows we've ever had. Mark, I'm excited to see you later tonight. We're going to have a great night tonight on Rampage.
No doubt about it. As much as I'm looking forward to tonight, Tony, I have to go back to Wednesday night. And Jamie Hayter and Rio, just jumped off the screen. You doing a hell of a job booking the matches. Did you think that when you put that on paper that it would materialize like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I did. Thank you for saying that. And I was really excited about Rio versus Jamie Hayter. I thought the Black Friday heel match that Rio had to earn the title shot against Britt was a great, great match.
Yep.
And Jamie Hayter's been on fire. So I expected they would tear the house down, and they had a great match. And it was really a great night of wrestling. I thought across the board on Wednesday, the show was really strong and really left you wanting more. I think really set up for the future, the Britt Baker versus Rio title match. And also the show ended on a really strong note. And I thought it left you wanting a lot more in terms of next week. His winner is coming. And tonight on Rampage, we have a huge, huge Friday night card. And really, the next week is just stacked for AEW with the World Tag Team Championship on the line tonight. So much happening on Friday night Rampage tonight. And then just being 5 days away from one of our biggest events, Winner is Coming for Free on TNT. Like a pay-per-view quality card. So Rio versus Jamie Hayter was a great match, and I'm really looking forward to Rio, what she's got coming in the future. I also think it's a really exciting time for the women's division right now with the TBS tournament in full swing, and we're down to four women in the TBS tournament. Of course, Jade Cargill versus Thunder Rosa is one of the semifinals. I think everybody's really stoked for that match. But also, Nyla Rose versus Ruby Soho is another big match in the semifinals. Those are the other two women who fought their way through the tournament. And tonight, we've got a great trios match on Rampage with Ruby Soho captaining a team with Ty Conti and Anna Jay, taking on Penelope Ford, the Bunny, and, of course, Nyla Rose. And so much happening tonight, but I'm glad you asked. Thanks for asking me about that match. I think there's just so much great wrestling and so many great matchups that we can create now in AEW with this great roster. So I thought it was a great show Wednesday. I'm glad you enjoyed it. And I thought, when we were on hold before we started here, Gabby was saying this was one of her favorite Dynamites we've ever done, which really meant a lot because, Gabby's a big fan and she's seen all the shows we've ever done. So that's really saying something.
Yeah, and Gabby's an example, Tony, of a younger fan that never really watched wrestling before until AEW. And I think we're seeing a lot more younger fans. We're seeing it in the crowd as well. We keep talking about it. This is a new generation of fans. And, Tony, there could be fans that are going to be watching wrestling for the first time tonight. So I think AEW is doing a great job of winning over a young fan base.
That's such a great point, Dave, and it's a really articulate point because tonight, Friday night, Rampage on TNT, there probably will be some fans watching, never seen the show before, maybe even never seen wrestling before. And I'm really proud. I think it's a great entry point for any fan. And that's one of the great things about Rampage is I think – you know, if you're watching it and you're trying to spread the love of wrestling to your friends or your family or whoever you'd be watching it with, people at a bar, wherever you're at, Rampage is a show that'll make you proud to be a fan tonight. We've got a great, great card. I haven't really mentioned it yet, but the World Tag Team Championship match is one of the biggest things we've ever put on Rampage. And to have the Lucha Brothers defending the team against the number one contenders, FTR, I think it's going to be a great, great match. They've built a great rivalry, and I really honestly believe those are two of the great tag teams in recent history. And they obviously have very different styles. They represent different things in different companies. But in this case, they both come to AEW and worked their way to the top. And I'm just really excited about the tag team title match on Rampage tonight.
That's what I'm the most excited about. Seeing those guys. And I know I've seen them before, but every single time you learn something new about those tags.
Yep.
Absolutely. And those teams have built a great rivalry, and I just think this is going to be a classic match tonight with FTR versus the Lucha Brothers for the Tag Team Championship. And I love putting those kinds of high-stakes, big matches on Rampage. We had a great, great card on Dynamite this week. And, you know, again, for Gabby to say it was one of her favorite shows and for us to get such a great response from the live crowd, the gate was amazing. It was one of the top four biggest attendance shows we've ever had out of 113 episodes of Dynamite.
Wow.
And really, I like putting huge matches like this on Rampage to give the fans something to look forward to all week. And, you know, now I know all day, when I was a fan, when there were big matches like this, I'd look forward to them all day. And now there's plenty of time today for people to, you know, watch some of the older matches, watch the hype videos and get pumped up for the big championship match tonight. And there's really so much on tap on tonight's show. Something we haven't talked about at all yet, at least since I got on, at least since we started the Tony Time segment with me today, we haven't addressed this yet. Something that people are very excited about for tonight is the debut of Hook.
And, Fuego del Sol and Hook tonight. That's going to be exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I'm so, so excited about it. Mark is part of the Rampage team, and Mark and I sit in the Rampage production meeting, and I'm up there going through my notes, taking everybody through the matchups and notes for the announcers and notes for the production team. And Mark's part of that team, and also on the Rampage team is Taz. And as we've been building up to this Hook match, Mark can tell you, Taz is such a proud father, and
yes,
to be able to call his son's first ever pro wrestling match tonight on television, I'm really excited for that. I think everybody here's got a family. There's fathers and sons, and I just think, you know, Mark, you can attest to it too, I'm sure. Taz is so proud of this kid, and, you know, Taz may be a quote-unquote a bad guy. Taz may be a great heel in the world of wrestling, but he's also, I think, a great dad, and I'm excited for him.
Yeah, I am too. You know, he is a proud papa. You hear him talk about his lacrosse career and put him over so well about his accomplishments that led him to where he is today. Hook is a competitive athlete, and he's got a lot of pride. He's had some success, and he wants to further that success. And I think AEW is the vehicle and the venue for him to shine. And Taz is going to be right there. As much as Taz is hated, I think that he'll get a pass for cheering for his son.
I agree with that. And you're absolutely right, Mark. Hook is an elite athlete. And he was a top college lacrosse prospect. And at a young age, he decided to really focus all of his attention on pro wrestling. And he's come in, he's become a consummate student of pro wrestling. He's got one of the really best teachers you could ever hope to have with Taz, and it's really important. We haven't rushed him. You know, there's been plenty of times where I thought Hook, you know, in his training and his practice looked fantastic, and he's got every bit of the skill it would take to wrestle on Dynamite or Rampage. But the reason I held off for tonight, for Rampage on Long Island, I really felt like to give Hook this chance to debut tonight in front of the big audience, giving him a chance to debut in his hometown, I think people are going to see the way the crowd reacts to Hook tonight. And all the fans watching at home, when Rampage and Dynamite come to their city, they're going to see how fans have reacted to Hook, and that's how they're conditioned to see him, as a star. And so I really wanted to give him a great debut. I think Hook is a great, great prospect, and I'm really excited about his debut tonight.
And of
that
course,
that guy looks like a million bucks, too. If I looked like him, I wouldn't have any clothes.
Well, he's got to wear something during March, so, you know, that being said, I think he'll be a very popular wrestler for the fans. And I also, speaking of popular wrestlers and people who look great and people excited to see tonight on Rampage, somebody that you're going to be talking to tonight on Rampage, somebody we've been seeing a lot of on Rampage, and you've talked to a few times in the main event, and he's really been all over all of our shows lately, and he's so important to the company, is Adam Cole. He's going to be taking on one of the hot prospects. Speaking of the hot young prospects that have really emerged and taken AEW by storm, Wheeler Yuta. Wheeler Yuta, of course, part of the Best Friends group, and so much exciting stuff happening with the Best Friends, of course, since Trent returned to AEW at Dynamite on Wednesday.
Man, that was so big. I wasn't expecting. We got to see Mama.
Yep. So we got to see Sue.
That was awesome. And again, AEW Rampage tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time on TNT. It's going to be one hell of a show leading into what we're going to see next week, which is going to be another amazing AEW Dynamite. Tony, obviously, before you even joined the show today, Mark and I talked a lot about, once again, CM Punk and MJF. What a way to start the show this past Wednesday. And amazing to me, Tony, and this is why, and I mentioned this earlier in the show as well, AEW definitely has a sporting feel to it. And I mean that by not just the competitive nature of things that happen in the ring, but that home crowd feel that you get at a lot of these shows. You see it all the time with Cody. Cody could be the most hated wrestler in New Jersey, but when he's in Atlanta, he gets that hometown crowd. Same thing like what we saw this past Wednesday. CM Punk, who's, you know, still in the middle of his return tour here, getting booed in Long Island. I mean, wow, that was something else on Wednesday night.
But it was what I expected to see. You know, the thing that I think it's been compared to the most, and this is the highest praise you can get, I really believe, is when Bret Hart would appear in Canada and the Hart family. And I think MJF, for him to be able to draw those kind of comparisons, especially at such a young age, it's a very favorable comparison, and very flattering for everyone here. And I agree with you about that sporting feel. I think it's been great. And furthermore, I think tonight will be a great example of it, because Hook is going to get that kind of reaction tonight. And, you know, so really those crowds have been amazing. I really look forward to them again showering praise and accolades on Hook tonight, because he's going to be a very popular guy tonight on Rampage for his debut. But with CM Punk and MJF, it's an amazing dynamic. I don't think it would be like that in most cities, but on Long Island, MJF is king. And we didn't want to ignore it. We really wanted to lean into it and use it. I think it's just tremendous. And their story has been really building. And now MJF versus Dante Martin for the final to the Dynamite Diamond Ring. That's going to be tremendous, tremendous match. And we're really fortunate to have had CM Punk here on AEW television every single week since he came in. You know, I promised people when he debuted that this wasn't going to be one of those things where a guy, you know, pops his head in once every 4 or 5 months, does one or two TVs and a match, and then leaves for 6 months. So I think he's proven his intentions, proven how serious he is about this comeback, CM Punk. And for MJF to be the person who stepped up and wants to go toe-to-toe with CM Punk, I think it's great. And they're really building a very special rivalry. And I think the fans are really excited about what's happening between Punk and MJF. And I also think we're building that huge excitement with the fans for the world title situation, for the huge world title match on Wednesday at Dynamite with Hangman Page versus Bryan Danielson at Winter is Coming. It's just a really great time to be an AEW fan.
Yeah, and Mark and I talk about this all the time, and it's something that shouldn't be lost by the fans, and I hope the fans appreciate it. I mean, here we are. We have CM Punk back in wrestling after being gone for 7 years. You know, we have Bryan Danielson wrestling, and it wasn't that long ago that we thought we lost him and that we saw the last of him. You know, we see Sting. I mean, AEW is giving us things right now, Tony, that as wrestling fans, we never thought we'd be able to see again.
Well, I'm glad you said that. And, Dave, that's a perfect segue. And honestly, you didn't even know you were giving me a great segue. So thanks, man. I also tonight, I'm very excited because Tony Schiavone is going to catch up with Darby Allin and Sting. And you just mentioned Sting and giving fans stuff they haven't seen in a long time. Well, Greensboro, very important city to Sting. And in just a couple weeks, we're going to be coming with AEW Holiday Bash in Greensboro. And it just so happens Sting hasn't been there in a long time. And I looked it up. Sting hasn't wrestled in Greensboro in, let's see here. Wow. 27 years.
Jeez. Wow.
And Sting hasn't wrestled in Greensboro since 1994. And unbelievably, and it's such an important city in the history of Sting. You know, Ric Flair versus Sting for the world title at the original Clash of Champions was in Greensboro. So many of the big matches in Sting's career took place in Greensboro, and that's where he got his first world title shot. And
wow.
We're going to be coming back to Greensboro just in a couple weeks, and for Sting to make his return to that great market, that historic wrestling city that Sting has been such a huge part of, I'm really excited for that.
Yeah, I'm excited for that because it's moments like that are exciting to pro wrestling fans for sure. When you look back at this past Wednesday in Long Island, and like you said, it's, you know, top four gated shows for AEW Dynamite. And listen, Tony, you know, this is a rough time with everything that's going on, but you've been able to pack these houses. Not to compare it to another company, but, you know, apples to oranges, you know, even outselling the WWE in WWE's home market. Like, you know, you have done a fantastic job getting fans in the doors and having those excited crowds when you do have them through those doors.
Yeah, this is a great week for us. We had that amazing attendance on Long Island for us to debut at a new arena and really in a new market because Long Island is its own market. That's how powerful and how huge the New York, New Jersey wrestling market is. We run all these different venues that are really just an hour or two apart, but there's so many fans up there. And it's not that different than when we're in the Midwest in some ways because I think it's not that far to get from Schaumburg into the city of Chicago and, you know, go up to Milwaukee. But there's really even more fans in the Northeast in terms of just the raw population. And those two markets absolutely power so much of not just the American wrestling, but really the Western world. And all over America, we get this great support, you know, from the East Coast to the West Coast. and all through the Midwest, the South, all over America. And I'm very excited, you know, about this past week, because not only did we do the big gate on Long Island, but our TV numbers this week, really nice. We were up 5%, and we're also building towards winter is coming next week. So to have the rating be up and really competitive with, you know, our our competition, and be right there in the numbers and be in a good position where I think we can do a great number next week for winter is coming. I think it's awesome. And also, TNT is so happy with the numbers we pull Friday late night. You know, there aren't a lot of other shows. In fact, there are almost none besides AEW and sports like the NBA or pro college football that could draw the kind of numbers we've been able to pull in the time slot. And tonight will be no exception. You know, there's going to be a lot of fans tonight really excited to see Phoenix and Penta versus the Lucha Brothers. I know we wanted to see it last. Phoenix and Penta, the Lucha Brothers versus FTR. I know we wanted to see the Lucha Brothers last week on the show, but I think what we gave the fans in lieu of having Phoenix able to come to the show was a great main event with FTR versus Pac and Penta, and that's really what I believe in. You know, any time through the past couple of years, whether it's been related to the pandemic or injuries or for any reason, if there had ever been any changes to the card, I always wanted to try to give the fans as good a match, as good a replacement as possible. And last week, you know, Pac really stepped in, and that main event match, Pac and Penta versus FTR, it was fantastic. And I expect really just as good or better of a match tonight for the World Tag Team Championship, now with Phoenix back, with the Lucha Brothers versus FTR tonight.
Yeah, it should be one hell of a rampage tonight. Last question from me, Tony. Like, with everything that's going on in the world of wrestling outside AEW, you know, Ring of Honor is having their final show tomorrow night with Final Battle, and a lot of free agents. Like, and everybody always looks to you and AEW whenever there's talent that's available. It does feel kind of like that free agency list in the NFL, it seems, at times, with all this talent moving around from organization to organization right now.
Absolutely. I do want to wish those folks with Ring of Honor the best. I'll be doing some things to support them in this last show to make it a good show for them. And I think it's kind of partnership and partnerships that AEW is all about. So I am wishing them the best tomorrow. And tonight, I think you're going to see some of the best wrestling, you know, that you're ever going to get on a Friday night. We packed so much great stuff into 1 hour on Rampage. And then we'll be really focused ahead towards winter is coming. But, yeah, over the weekend, I am going to lend some support to them and try and help them out because it's the right thing to do.
Wow.
Dave. Looks like it's been enough talk. It's time for Rampage.
I love it. And Mark, and I don't want it to what Tony that he just said to be lost. Like, we always, and Mark, we talk about it here on Busted Open. Like, I don't care if it's Jim Ross's podcast or, you know, Jericho's or whoever. You know, we support it. We promote it. It's all part of our wrestling community. We only thrive if everybody is surviving, and it just makes everybody stronger. You know, the fact that Tony Khan is lending out talent like he's done in the past with NWA, what he's doing this weekend with Ring of Honor. Tony, thank you for doing that, because I think it does mean a lot to the community of pro wrestling that you consistently do that time in and time out.
Oh, I appreciate it, Dave. You know, and I love pro wrestling, and I love helping pro wrestling fans and even the other companies sometimes. But I appreciate you guys saying that. And Mark, you're absolutely right. There's been a lot of talk, and I'm so glad we've gotten that catchphrase over, sir. It's officially over. And
it's over.
It's almost time for the main event tonight. I can't wait.
Mark, it has gotten over, man. Now you're hearing the fans chant that every single time when you say that. That's pretty cool, Mark, that you got that phrase over like you have.
You know what, man? Everything happens for a reason, and nobody does anything by themselves. Like, it was a team effort, you know, and we got to keep it going.
Yeah, and don't forget, like I said, Rampage tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern time on TNT. You can watch AEW Wrestling on TNT every single Wednesday night, 8 p.m. for AEW Dynamite. And, of course, on Friday nights, 10 p.m. With Rampage, with our very own Mark Henry interviewing everybody that's involved in the main event each and every week. Tony, as always, thank you so, so much for the time. It's always a pleasure talking to you, and good luck tonight with Rampage.
Let's go.
Thank you very much, Dave. I know we're going to hear your wrap-up song, and we're going to hear that boom tonight on Rampage, too, when Mark talks to Adam Cole.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going to hear that. And who knows, maybe there might be a LaGreca head or two out in the audience at Rampage tonight. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. Producers are very own diva Gabby Laspisa and Andre Viola. Sound designed by Neri Bailon. Special thanks to SiriusXM's Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
Hey, this is Jeff Lewis from Radio Andy. Live and uncensored, catch me talking with my friends about my latest obsessions, relationship issues, and bodily ailments. With that kind of drama that seems to follow me, you never know what's going to happen.
You can listen to Jeff Lewis live at home or anywhere you are. Download the SiriusXM app for over 425 channels of ad-free music, sports, entertainment, and more. Subscribe now and get 3 months free. Offer details apply.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.